Introduction. This chapter provides an overview of the manner in which the inquiry was conducted, and the structure of the report. Terms of reference. 1.1. The inquiry was referred to the committee by the Legislative Council on 24 June 2010 to examine the quality, effectiveness, and delivery of services provided, or funded by Aging, Disability and Home Care, ADHC, the extent of unmet need for disability services, and whether there are regional or other variations in the capacity and quality of disability services and providers was also required to be examined. 1.2. The committee adopted the terms of reference on 24 June 2010, which are reproduced on page 5 of this report. Conduct of the inquiry. Submissions. 1.3. The committee advertised a call for submissions in the Sydney Morning Herald and the Daily Telegraph on 7 July 2010. A media release announcing the inquiry and the call for submissions was sent to all media outlets in New South Wales. The committee also wrote to a number of relevant stakeholders inviting them to participate in the inquiry process. 1.4. The closing date for submissions was initially 6 August 2010, however the committee resolved to continue to accept submissions and supplementary submissions to the inquiry after the closing date. 1.5. The committee received a total of 112 submissions to the inquiry, including 8 supplementary submissions. 36 submission authors requested that their name be suppressed from publication, or for some content of their submission to remain confidential. 5 submissions were kept fully confidential by resolution of the committee. A list of all submissions is contained in Appendix 1. 1.6. The committee considered this report on the 5th of November 2010. Minutes of the deliberative are included in Appendix 6. Public hearings. 1.7. The committee held 5 public hearings at Parliament House on 9 and the 26th of August. And 3, 27 and the 30th of September 2010. 1.8. A list of witnesses is set out in Appendix 2, and published transcripts are available on the committee's website. 1. The list of documents tabled at the public hearings is provided in Appendix 3. A list of witnesses who provided answers to questions taken on notice during the hearings is provided in Appendix 4. 1.9. Australian Sign Language, AUSLAN. Interpreters were available at each public hearing to translate the proceedings for deaf people who viewed proceedings from the audience and also appeared at witnesses. The use of AUSLAN interpreters was publicised on the committee's website and informally through the Deaf Society of New South Wales. 1.10. The committee would like to thank all those who participated in the inquiry, whether by making a submission, giving evidence or attending the public hearings. Public forum. 1.11. The committee held a public forum at Parliament House on the 30th of September 2010 to hear people share firsthand their experiences of the disability service system. There was a high level of interest in the forum with regard to the number of participants and audience members in attendance. 1.12. The committee heard from 13 individual submission authors who had previously provided submissions to the inquiry. A light lunch was shared by the committee with participants and audience members at the conclusion of the forum. A list of witnesses is set out in Appendix 2, and published transcripts are available on the committee's website. 1.13. AUSLAN interpreters were available at the forum to translate the proceedings for deaf people who attended in the audience. 1.14. The committee considered the public forum a very useful part of the inquiry, and would like to thank all those who participated in the public forum for sharing often difficult experiences, views, and recommendations. Report structure. 1.15. Chapter 2 provides an overview of the disability service system in New South Wales, including the international and national framework within which it sits. 1.16. Chapter 3 details the current funding arrangements of ADHC and the services it provides. Issues regarding measurement of unmet and "undermet" demand are also examined. ADHC's procurement of services provided by other agencies and non-government organizations is also discussed in this chapter, along with possible alternative models of funding. 1.17. Chapter 4 examines issues regarding the planning of disability services. The move towards a person-centered planning approach is examined, including the ability to plan for services at key transition points and barriers that may prevent effective planning from taking place. Issues regarding processes used to share sensitive client information between agencies are also examined. 1.18. Chapter 5 considers the delivery of disability services, focusing on the availability and access to different service types across New South Wales. Issues regarding intake and assessment, Vacancy management processes and service eligibility are examined, as is the role of waiting lists in the provision of services. This chapter also examines issues regarding access to and availability of culturally appropriate services to people with disability. 1.19. Chapter 6 examines issues regarding the level of unmet need in the provision of disability services in New South Wales. The level of unmet need in specific service types is examined, including in supported accommodation, home care, community transport, equipment programs, attendant care and services for people in the criminal justice system. The impact of unmet need on service users, carers and their families is examined, including challenges regarding effective measurement of unmet need. 1.20. Chapter 7 considers the government's policy to redevelop, rather than devolve, large residential centres. 1.21. Chapter 8 examines issues regarding ADHC's administration and implementation of home modification and maintenance services. Issues regarding long waiting periods in the program are examined, including the impact of a lack of funding and a shortage of occupational therapists. The quality of work completed through the program is also examined, including the use of unlicensed builders. 1.22. Chapter 9 examines compliance with the New South Wales Disability Service Standards and the Disability Services Act 1993, New South Wales, including mechanisms to monitor and act upon non-compliance and the effectiveness of complaint handling. Current monitoring processes for disability services, access to disability services data and the quality of services provided in licensed boarding houses are also considered. 1.23. Chapter 10 considers the role of carers and their contribution to the disability service sector. Issues examined include the provision of respite and supported accommodation services, person-centered service delivery and future planning services, and the stress placed on family relationships when caring for a person with disability. The specific needs of older carers and culturally and linguistically diverse and Aboriginal carers are also explored. 1.24. Chapter 11 examines issues regarding disability services staff who are paid for or funded by ADHC, including the ability to attract staff to the carer profession, staff training, retention and pay. 1. The committee's website can be found at www.parliament.newsouthwales.gov.au/socialissues.